If you live in Detroit but don't work in the auto industry, or in Nashville but aren't particularly fond of country music, maybe you can identify with the way commentator Heather Havrileski feels about a lot of people in Los Angeles.
Living in Los Angeles takes a lot of adjustments. The perpetual sunshine, the long drives across town in traffic. But the most important adjustment that LA asks of you is an ego adjustment. Because many people who move here, whether they're writers or actors or even dentists or accountants, have some vague idea hidden in the back of their minds that they might just win an Oscar. This delusion is akin to believing you might win the lottery someday, even though you never bought a ticket. Not only does the newcomer cling to this secret hope, but he also believes that he'll remain unfazed by the industry's competitive atmosphere. Hollywood to him is a ridiculous, silly thing, like a high school for pretty, dim-witted kids who are easily manipulated. But then the newcomer goes to a party, an awful party, at a house in the Hollywood Hills with a black-bottom pool and tons of very young, very tall people wearing black leather jackets and looking like they were born with martini glasses in their hands. The newcomer promptly begins to feel like a sad little hairy hobbit. But he reminds himself, "No, silly, don't go feeling all insecure and lumpy just because you're surrounded by genetic mutants. You are a very accomplished graphic designer. You deserve a lot of respect. Now get a drink and loosen up." And so our intrepid hobbit friend goes to the bar, where the bartender, who looks like a blonde Ashton Kutcher, is chatting up a 7-foot-tall redhead in green pleather pants who just worked as a costume designer on the set of a David Lynch film and is spewing zany production anecdotes at a rapid clip. Frodo finds himself suddenly gripped by fear and can barely spit out his request for a Manhattan with extra cherries. The bartender turns slowly, his artfully created 5 o'clock shadow instantly reflecting his total disregard for this rather foul, hairy, and deeply insignificant person. Our hobbit friend is mortified. Despite his success in the field of graphic design, despite everything, his confidence falters. Clutching the slippery glass in one hairy mitt and wiping his Cro-Magnon brow with the other, his mind reels. Should I start taking Pilates? Are Manhattans de classe? Should I have the hair on my feet waxed? Will I really never win an Oscar? And so our dejected hobbit wanders home, vowing never again to enter a party populated by individuals in black leather who are too fabulous to be fair. Despite the fact that his rejection was merely a projection, like many of us, our hobbit friend eventually finds that he is indeed much happier spending time with other hobbits, who also avoid such parties, and instead have their own hobbit parties, where people wearing outdated clothes eat chips and cheese dip without worrying excessively about fat content. And what do we do at these parties? We watch the Oscars.
Heather Havrileski writes for Salon.com.